Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shot Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Johnny Rightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side listening to the radio show, Long Shot Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Johnny Rightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impact and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about, what we look for, why is the line moving, public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Johnny Rightside. Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime NFL Draft Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. Once again, folks, it said 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had to move it up 1 hour for the show tonight because it all goes down. One of the biggest nights in sports is the NFL Draft. A lot of rumors have been swirling for the past 3 to 4 months. Tonight, everything goes live and comes to a head, and I cannot wait to watch that at 8 Eastern Standard Time, so I'm definitely going to be tuned in there. Didn't want to interrupt, and maybe people are out there looking to listen to the show but wanted to look at the draft. We're going for the draft tonight. We are going to go over that from top to bottom, take a look at the top first round prospects, see about maybe some trade possibilities. You see the hot stove flying around in the NFL today, so tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's going to be a sprint. We're going to give you a good half hour, keep it action packed, and hopefully give you some tips and some things to look out for, especially down the line. But tonight is about the NFL draft. But I also people, settle in here. When you see me tweet out and when you see Facebook that I'm talking about, it's Christmas Eve tonight. It truly is. I know you get that little present there at the NFL draft, and it's great, and I'm excited. Hey, you know me. I'm an Eagles fan. I'm an East Coast guy. A lot of stuff going around with Marcus Mariota. Will we do the deal? Will we not do the deal? That's going to come a little bit later, but tonight's Christmas Eve, and we wake up tomorrow morning, May 1st. Baseball season, Donnie Rightside style, opens tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a run right through the summer, all the way through to the World Series. I'm very, very excited. I'm going to give a couple plays to watch out for tonight. This year, we're going to be heavily, heavily based on the first 5 innings, giving up those meltdown losses. We're going to take and pinpoint value where it is. We're going to use a system of evens and odds with the dogs and also with the favorites. So you're going to want to keep an eye on that. But I have updated both websites, rightsidevalueplays.com and now also trendbetting.com. Everything is live. Tomorrow morning, the bullets are going to be flying. The packages are available. It's going to be a ton of fun. I cannot wait to get started. The longest 3.5 weeks of my life every single year come from the last day of college basketball season, which is that Monday night, which Duke won. Hey, 2-0, both 5-star premium plays, but we've waited 3.5 weeks, gathered information, watched everything happen, and we are ready to pounce tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. As you know, we are on Handicapper's Watchdog as well as MonitorSportsPick.com, a little tongue-tied there, but we're going to be on both of those all year long, so any plays that we have, you can certainly go there and check those out to see exactly what we're on once those games start, and of course, both websites will have the same exact plays. We don't pull any punches, don't play any games. We're on the monitor. It's what we do, and we're going to make a lot of money this summer, and we're so, so excited with that. getting back to why we're here, Long Shots Radio, Primetime NFL Draft Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show again. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what we talk about each week. We love to gamble. We love sports. We bring the best of those both worlds together. Down the line, we talk about it a lot. Eventually, we're going to be taking phone calls, recapping what happens during the week is what I love to do, as well as what happened maybe earlier in the day and what how it can help you throughout the week and later on in tonight's actions. What's going on, future impact, upcoming matchups, just looking out, you know, giving you a little tidbit there. Huge weekend ahead. Again, this weekend is a lot of fun. Have a lot of good friends coming in, as well as MMAJ from the website. We're going to sit down and watch that Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight together. It's going to be really interesting. I already know where I'm going to go. If Floyd Mayweather dips below 200, I'm firing away, banging it away. Good luck. He's 47-0, hasn't lost. You know, ever since the PED allegations for Manny Pacquiao, hasn't been the same. Even got knocked out cold in one of his fights and hasn't knocked the guy out in a few years. So we're going to be leaning towards Floyd Mayweather. But in another time, in another day, we'd be rooting for Pacquiao. But hey, the money is green, as I always say. Let that lead you in the right direction. You can root for Manny Pacquiao all you want. Drop your money on Floyd. That's where I'm going to be at, as long as that line sits at 200 or less. I see a lot of value in money Mayweather there. So keep an eye on that. Public versus Vegas, why is the line moving? Another two indicators there. Now, also, you might, again, I'm not a fight capper. So when the line opens up at 285 a couple months ago, that line came crashing all the way down to about 195, blitzed right back up to about minus 235 or so. It's hovering right around 2.25, maybe 220, depending on what sports book you have. So if you're one of those conspiracy theorists there, the line's moving down, you want to get on Manny Pacquiao, I just don't see it. The only thing that makes me a little bit nervous is that, you know, boxing's a funny game there, meaning that there's more money in the rematch than there is typically in the initial fight. So it's something you want to keep an eye on, but I just think Money Mayweather wants to go down as a 50-0 boxer, and that's all he cares about. He's going to rake in close to, what, $200 million on this fight alone? So I don't know how much more is in his pocket there to go 49-1 for his career, if he even matters. I think he wants to go the pure 50-0, and I think he takes care of business on Saturday night, but it's definitely going to be a lot of fun watching. About myself, guys, you know, made 20-plus years in this game, been gambling for a long, long time, online selling picks about two and a half years at this point. That's where I met up with my man at trendbetting.com, Lucky Lance Williams. Came together a couple years ago. We had a vision in mind. That vision is being carried out as we speak. Fantastic cappers on that website there. You definitely want to go check it out. We have something for everybody, any sport across the planet. NHL, college basketball, college football, NFL, MMA, Major League Baseball, as I said, hockey playoffs, NBA, soccer, golf, whatever you want, it's in the mix, and we have that there for you at trendbetting.com. It's a fantastic, clean, great-looking website. Click on it, trendbetting.com. Go to the experts tab there. We're all right there listed. Something for everybody. Price is cheap and affordable. It's something that you're going to want to check out. But let's get this show started and start talking about the draft. It's going to be an exciting, exciting night. Right now in the background, I have my two TVs tuned in to ESPN. Right now, both tuned in to ESPN and one to a local station, Comcast, just checking in on the latest bits of information. Been following Twitter the entire day with bated breath. If you ask me directly, I'm an Eagles fan, do I want Marcus Mariota? Sure, I do want Marcus Mariota, but I don't want him at that price. When it all boils down to it, if you're going to include Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, Vinny Curry, the 20th pick, flip Sam Bradford to Cleveland for the 19th pick, give that up, and possibly a 2 or a 1 next year, you got to be out of your mind. That's not the way you build a football team. That's not the way you win in this league. I understand Marcus Mariota. You need the confident quarterback. You need the guy that's going to lead you down the field. He's the perfect glove fit for Chip Kelly's offense. Yeah, I get all that. But you can't take away stalwarts on your defense because Chip Kelly himself, without Marcus Mariota, can put up 30 points a game. But you have to be able to stop people to win in this league. You don't have to have a Seattle-type defense that's just going to, you know, slam the door and it's hard enough to get a first down. But in the fourth quarter, when you need to get off of the field or you need to stop a team from running the clock, you need to be able to put teams on the field that can do that. The Eagles' front seven, if they do not give up on Michael Kendricks and Fletcher Cox, is sensational. Their front seven is one of the best in the entire NFL. You're a little bit leaky at safety. Malcolm J. Jenkins is solid. You need to add a strong safety, or excuse me, a free safety back there. They both technically play free safety in the Eagles scheme. You got Byron Maxwell on one side, and you're going to mix in some corners on the other side with a decent slot guy in Brandon Boykin. They can get off the field. That's a top 10 NFL defense if you can just keep everybody around. If you trade for Marcus Mariota, yeah, fantastic. The Eagles are going to be like a video game, John Madden style, going up and down the field. But the question is, can you stop anybody? That's going to be the entire key. And there's no guarantee that Marcus Mariota is going to be a fantastic quarterback in the NFL. As much as I believe in the kid, and I think with Chip Kelly's system, he can be an elite quarterback. If something happens where he gets injured, you're setting your franchise back 3, 4, 5, 6 years with all the amount of picks and the talent that you're going to give up. I don't think it's possible. If they get him, I'm excited because it's like a shiny new Ferrari after they're going to rip around the field. But if they don't get him, they're better off, and I believe they win the division next year as long as Sam Bradford is healthy and upright. So I certainly believe that they can do that. Now, taking a look at some other things in the draft, worst kept secret on the planet, folks. You all know that. Number one player in the draft, Jameis Winston. We knew all along he was going to Tampa Bay. It's a fit like a glove. It's a Florida kid. You got to sell tickets down there. He is the best quarterback in the draft. I love Mariota, but if you're looking for a prototypical passer in the National Football League, that's the guy that you want to deal with. I believe he does have the most upside at the quarterback position amount from everybody, even with Marcus Mariota. So if you're looking for a true pro-style quarterback, you can't go wrong with the number one overall pick. It's why everybody is racing like mad to get to the two spot, because you already know Jameis Winston is gone. Nobody's sitting there saying, hey, you know, Tampa's really looking, or they will really want to take some action at the one spot, maybe trade in or trade out of that pick. False. They haven't even showed their hand. I know a couple days ago somebody put a little smoke screen out that said, hey, not so fast. We're down here at Tampa Bay. We might be wanting to take calls. You don't want to take calls. You got Jameis Winston. Take the guy that's your franchise quarterback as long as he stays out of trouble for the next 10 to 15 years, and you build the team around it in Lovie Smith soft cover two type of defense. That's the way that you're going to have to go about doing that, and certainly it's the right way to go about doing that as well. If we take a look at the number two overall pick, which is the most intriguing one, is held by the Tennessee Titans. I honestly don't believe they want Marcus Mariota. I can't fault them. Ken Whisenhunt wants that prototypical style quarterback. We heard for weeks and months there that Philip Rivers is unhappy in San Diego, and that's possibly where he's going to be moving and trading on, because Whisenhunt likes that type of quarterback, drop back passer. Zach Mettenberger is what they have now. Not the greatest quarterback in the world, but if Zach Mettenberger doesn't get hurt last year at LSU, he's probably an early second-round pick, maybe even a late first-round pick. So you're probably going to want to stick maybe a year or two out with Zach Mettenberger to see what he has. But again, I don't think they want Marcus Mariota, which means they are going to be trading out of that pick. I think it's the smartest thing to do. And for some reason, which Chip Kelly's just tight-lipped the entire way, not giving out any secrets. I know everybody in the media there is saying, you know, here's what's going to happen. Here's what the offer is. I truly don't believe what it actually is until it all goes down. But if you're telling me with the Tennessee Titans, that they're going to get basically three starters and three first-round draft picks for Marcus Mariota, who they don't even really want, stone cold take it, because you're on the fast track to making the playoffs sooner than later, and that will save a coach's job in a heartbeat. You take Marcus Mariota, fantastic, and you're fired probably at the end of the year, and you don't even like to run that type of style. So that makes zero sense to me. The right move for the Tennessee Titans, regardless if they trade with the Eagles or not, but if that Eagles package is true, I can't stand the fact that the Eagles lose that much talent in going basically all in for your quarterback. But Tennessee is markedly better overnight if they just stick to the plan and take all those picks and players. Fletcher Cox is a top five defensive end and emerging in the league. You have him under contract for at least another 2 years. Michael Kendricks is a perfect outside, weak side linebacker in a 4-3. He's fast, he's violent, and he's a playmaker. It's exactly what you want. Vinny Curry is a 4-3 defensive end who can flat out get after the quarterback. So technically you could say the Eagles don't really need Kendricks because they have Kiko Alonso. I say bull to that. You can never have enough playmakers on defense. And that's a fact. So taking a look at number two, I believe they should trade out there. Leonard Williams is sitting there right for the taking into USC. He's fantastic. He's going to be a really good football player. Fletcher Cox is every bit as good as Leonard Williams and is already there and already ready to be a Pro Bowl / All-Pro type player. So you can't lose with that selection if you go ahead with that. Number three, looking at Amari Cooper out of Alabama. I don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars go the Amari Cooper route. I actually myself don't think he's the best wide receiver in the draft. I more likely would take Kevin White at this point, and I'm certainly in love with Devontae Parker out of Louisville, which obviously he's going to stay in that top 10 type area, but I think he has the most intrigue to myself. Julio Jones, Randy Moss type freakish athlete who can go up and get the ball, that lanky type of wide receiver that makes big plays in big games, that's the guy I want. I really like Kevin White, as I said, out of West Virginia. He's a little bit unpolished, but he's the perfect specimen home run hitter that the NFL looks for. And Amari Cooper, he is the safest wide receiver in the draft, and he's going to be very, very special as well. But I just love Devontae Parker, and I love the value he's going to give you if you're somewhere in that teens, you know, somewhere between anywhere between 9 to maybe 14 or so. I look for, you know, Chicago Bears going to probably draft a wide out at number 7, which I believe in that area. So Kevin White, somewhere in that Devontae Parker type range, I think will be perfect for them at this point. Now, taking a look at the Raiders at 4 in a very, very interesting position. You know, they're usually about splash, and if Al Davis was still alive, Kevin White probably would be their pick if he was still around, just because he can flat out fly, hit the deep ball. He's got the burners that Al Davis used to look for, but I think they need to sit tight, just take the best player on the board that's available at 4. And my favorite player in the draft is Dante Fowler Jr., defensive end out of Florida. If you watch the kid play all year long, he's super, super talented. I know before all the stuff hit with Randy Gregory is probably going to go ahead Dante Fowler. I don't even agree with that. I've watched Fowler the entire year and throughout his career at Florida. He's been sensational. Not saying Randy Gregory's not a good football player, and with the legal troubles now that he has, he's dropping like a rock, but I just figured overall the best pure pass rusher in the draft at the outside linebacker position was Dante Fowler. Another guy, Shane Ray, who, I mean, I was high on him. I mean, the SEC guy who can get after the quarterback player of the year. Obviously, you have to take a look at the kid. He's really, really good, but I don't put a lot of stock in there. And if you're stupid enough 5-6 days out from the draft to get caught with weed and get pulled over and speeding, whatever you hit, you really got to throw up a red flag, because all you have to do is stay out of trouble and you're an instant multi-millionaire at that point. So what we're going to do now, folks, going to take just a quick break. Going to bring on my good friend Alex, the AK-47, to go over some draft bit of information. Stay tuned. Long Shots Radio, primetime NFL edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the Experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. We are about 40 minutes away from the NFL Draft. Long Shots Radio Primetime NFL Draft Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Going to bring on a good friend of mine, one of the very sharp minds in the handicapping industry. His name is Alex the AK-47. He's coming from Chicagoland, folks. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Donnie. Merry Christmas, man.
You know, you heard it. I'm so excited, man. 3.5 weeks from a gambler seems like an eternity being in a prison cell. But tomorrow, yes, it is Christmas Day. We are excited. A lot of the numbers are finally filling in for us. So going to be a fun season there for you.
No, absolutely, man. And, you know, even when you don't have action and stuff and you're watching these guys and you're pretty much just taking in everything and you're getting your notes down and you're kind of getting a feel for the game. And, you know, I think that's one positive aspect you look at it is, you know, while we're not touching games or if we're laying off games, we're always getting info. We're always seeing what's – you kind of got to, you know, take a look off the paper once in a while and actually get a glimpse of the game. You know, as handicappers, when we're looking at numbers, you sometimes kind of forget that, you know, there has to be an actual game played. But I can't wait for tomorrow, man. It's going to be a great day with the draft going on today and MLB starting up tomorrow on a Friday. Great week to start off the weekend. And then, you know, you obviously have to fight. So you get a lot of jam-packed sports in it, and it's going to be great. Can't wait.
Absolutely, man. Let's take a look. I know big Chicago Blackhawks fan as well as a Chicago Bears fan. Taking a look at the Chicago Bears and where they're drafting tonight out of that seventh hole, let's take it in a two-part question. Who do you think should be there when the Bears draft, and who do you think that they should take when somebody's there at the seventh spot for the Bears tonight, AK?
Well, I think, you know, I think they made it pretty clear that they want to go to the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, if they don't do that, then they're going to go Kevin White. If they're going to go on offense, I think there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to go Kevin White if he's still available. I think as far as you look at the wide receivers, I think Jacksonville's going to scoop up Amari Cooper. So I think Kevin White will be there. But if they're going on the defensive side of the ball, I'd really like to see Michigan State cornerback Trey Waynes. I think that Kyle Fuller came on pretty well for him last year as a rookie. And, you know, the Bears tend to get a lot of negative attention for their defense, especially last year. But what people don't understand is that their D-line got little to zero pass rush last year, and a lot of the passing defense, the lack of it, was due to not having a pass rush. So like, you can't really blame the cornerbacks and the safeties on that, but they're going to have a few gaps to fill there. So I do like Trey Waynes. You know, I'll be curious to see if a guy like Shane Ray falls to number seven, what Chicago wants to do. You know, the rumors swirling around with Shane Ray, you know, dropping out of the first round, you know, going to day two, I don't necessarily buy that. I think he could be a mid to late first round pick, but I'm curious to see if, you know, if Chicago wants to take him at seven. But what I think that they're going to do is take Danny Shelton out of Washington. I think he adds a big, big gap there in the middle. And, you know, just speaking about negative things about the defense last year and things that they really have to clean up is on the defensive line. And they really need to get back to that, you know, traditional Chicago Bears style defense. And to be honest, being a Bears fan, you don't see a lot of flash in these drafts. We've picked up a lot of guys that, you know, coming out of Division II and, you know, passing up on big-name wide receivers to get, you know, maybe a safety or something like that. So we haven't had much flash over the past few years. So I think what they're going to do is take Danny Shelton at number seven, and then, you know, number 39 pick comes along. I'd like to see him possibly get Doriel Green Beckham or Jalen Strong out of Arizona State. So would like to see him go defense and then, you know, slide back and pick 39 and pick up a wide receiver.
I agree with you on that, because if you look at the draft, the way it's going to formulate them, Trey Waynes was supposed to go somewhere around that, you know, 18 to 22 type range. But when you saw there really wasn't that much depth at cornerback, if Trey Waynes is available, you know, that big, strong, battle-tested cornerback, there's not enough of those in the NFL. And especially when you go on a promising youngster like Fuller and put him on the opposite side, you can't go wrong when you deal with two young corners in the league. I agree. But to your point on Shane Ray, pass rushers are the ultimate premium in the NFL, as you see each and every year. obviously with how much they make. The fact that Gregory and Shane Ray slipped, what's going to have to happen there is I think they're not getting out of the first round, either one of those two, but now you're going to see, from what I like to say, AK, is the rich are going to get richer. Those teams drafting down at the bottom of the first round, they're already really good football teams, and you have the chance to add somebody, I mean, legitimately top five talent in both of those two players. As long as they keep their head on straight, one of those two teams or one of those teams down at the bottom of the draft, again, who's already good, is going to get a flat-out steal in the draft. I, myself, if I'm down there, if you take Shane Ray and he bust out in 2 or 3 years and you're the 28th, you know, picking the draft, you can live with that. You can't bust a guy out, you know, in that top five. That'll set the franchise back for years. So certainly agree with the assessment there on the Chicago Bears. Flipping the script on the NFL draft, AK, coming down there, your Chicago Blackhawks, what are we looking at this point now for you?
Oh, man, this is going to be a brutal series. I think it's going to be battle tested. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I've kept a real keen eye on Minnesota this year. And, you know, speaking as an NHL fan, because I mean, I'm a diehard Blackhawks fan. I can, you know, name anybody on the roster. I can name the prospects. I mean, I'm gung-ho about the Blackhawks, but at the same time, I really do pay attention to the NHL. I like a lot of guys. I pay attention to a lot of Minnesota players. Big fan of a lot of those guys, but they have a great goaltender in Devan Dubnyk. We don't have a goalie situation figured out yet. We're throwing in guys left and right. Crawford starting game one. It's so hard to get a groove and to have a goalie, you know, come in cold and try to, you know, perform, especially when you get on the road. The XL Energy Center in Minnesota is the most raucous crowd in all of NHL, you know, the state of hockey. So they're fans of me rocking. I think this team's talented. You know, man, my heart really says Blackhawks in seven, but my wallet would say the Wild in six. I just don't think that it's an aura, Donnie. It really is. I just don't feel it this year, if that makes sense. And we have a special team. Yeah. We have a great group of guys, and we really do have four solid lines. We have four lines that can score. We have four lines that are physical. The goalie situation is, you know, a little topsy-turvy right now. We don't really know what's going on, but I think people don't understand the talent that Minnesota possesses. They got Parisi, Pominville, Niederreiter, Coyle. They got a lot of guys, and a lot of guys that are starting to got healthy at the right time. And then you add in Devan Dubnyk from the Arizona Coyotes, and he's just performed, you know, above his potential. So this is going to be, in my opinion, the best series in round two. And, you know, if you're a hockey fan from a different team in the playoffs, I suggest turning on this one because it's going to be hard-hitting and there's going to be a lot of star power in the series. And, you know, it really is a toss-up. This game, you know, going seven, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if either team won.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you look at the typical square better in that scenario, you see the Blackhawks have home ice advantage. They're the Chicago Blackhawks. Put the cups aside there, playing against the Minnesota Wild. Most gamblers can probably name, you know, Zach Parise, and that's just about it on the Minnesota Wild. So it's good insight on that, especially coming from a Blackhawks fan and those that team inside and out. Boy, when you do watch those games, the Minnesota Wild, like the Winnipeg Jets, it's refreshing to see, you know, especially since these Canadian teams, which obviously the Wild's pretty close up there anyway, those hockey-rich cities, man. I mean, that's like a college football crowd at the arena. It's really, really fun. Not really that corporate type of an environment that you would take from, you know, teams down south or like the L.A.-type teams and things like that. So it's a lot of fun to see on that. If we're taking a look at the rest of the way real quick, Alex, on the Stanley Cup, if you had to pick a team right now to win the Cup, who do you think is going to do that and why?
Well, I have the Montreal Canadiens in my ESPN bracket, and I think I'm going to stick with it. And the only reason why, Donnie, is because, you know, it was a free bracket, and I think everybody was doubting that the Canadiens just because of their offense. They were matched up with Ottawa in round one of the playoffs, and, you know, you got a team coming in absolutely red hot, a team that pretty much brawled to get a playoff spot. And, you know what happens when when public dogs get a lot of attention, and that's why what I saw with Ottawa. So, you know, you had to figure that Montreal was going to take that one with their experience. But Carey Price is playing out of his mind. The next series versus Tampa is going to be a great series because it's pretty much going to be two contrasting styles of offense for Tampa Bay and a team that really wants to just shut you down in Montreal. And then, obviously, with Washington and New York, that's going to be a great series. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you kind of got to look under the radar. You got to look at teams with experience. You got to look at teams that you don't think would make it. And as much as I want to take my Blackhawks, I don't think they're going to win round two. You know, I don't think this Ducks-Flames series is going to be pretty intense, too. Anaheim's one of those teams that's got a lot of puck luck this year, and Calgary is a young, hungry team. So I'm not necessarily sure what's going to happen with that series. But if I had to take a gamble right now, Donnie, and maybe look at some value, I wouldn't mind taking a look at the Montreal Canadiens.
You got it. You heard it all, folks. That was Alex, the AK-47, all with us tonight. Alex, thanks so much for coming on in a pinch, buddy. Thanks again.
Hey, no problem, brother. Thank you.
Take care, man.